Welcome to Ignite Your Day. I'm your host, David Yanis, and you are watching us here on your station, and we're excited to be in your area on your program area time that we usually come here on your schedule. Anyway, I'm confusing myself. Either way, we're excited. We're excited because people are already sending letters and emails to us, letting us know how we're blessing them, and we're so grateful to that. We're so grateful for you to reach out. And if you write me, I pretty much write you back. I read what you send me. I pray what you ask me to pray for. If you email me, I do the same thing. And now you got to give me time because at times I'm traveling, but right now during this crazy thing we're going through around the world, it's all right. You can write me. I probably could even write you back the same day that I get the letter. I did email someone just before the last show that we did, just because they emailed me and blessed us with a gift, and I emailed them right back. And usually, if you go on our contact form and you email me, I will pray over you. I don't get to answer all those because it's a different process, which takes a little longer to reply. I don't know how we can fix that. I'm going to have to check with the text. Maybe we can fix that. But I do pray over your prayer requests. If you email me, it comes straight directly to me, and I will pray over your prayer requests. If you go on our website that's here showing at the screen, that we will get back with you. But I want to talk to you today, if I can read the scripture to you. It's an amazing scripture. I've always been asked this, and it's hard to answer it all the time in a direct form. So I've been asked, why is that person sick, or why have I been made sick, or why am I suffering, or why can't that person get healed? And it's a question that I can't answer that. Jesus was even asked that question in John 9, verses 1, 2, and 3. Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. We'll continue to verse 6. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, made some clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. I tell you what, God's power will manifest even when someone has been born with a sickness. We don't know why they're sick. I don't know why they're sick. But God moves in wondrous and wondrous ways. He will change things for that person. I don't know why a person is sick the way that they're sick and how their life is at that time. But I know that the sickness wasn't from God. God says, I give good gifts to my children. Sickness is a result of the curse when Adam and Eve fell. That sickness continues on this planet because only Jesus is the answer for that sickness. Jesus said, he hung, in the Word of God, Isaiah says, he hung sickness on a tree. In other words, that sickness was taken care of for us at Calvary. That sickness was taken care of when Jesus died and resurrected. That suffering that he did took care of all the sicknesses. The Bible says that we are healed by the stripes on Jesus' back that he took, the beating that he took. Well, let me tell you this. When I look at sickness, I look at people sick, my heart goes out to them and I pray for them. And I believe God's going to move in a miraculous way and touch them. I can't say everybody's been healed. I can't say that everyone that we've prayed for has been healed or, all the churches that we visit, or the healing services that we have in the convention centers and places, that they've been healed. I can't say that, but I can say I've seen a whole bunch healed. I can say I've seen many healed. I can say that I pray for someone and I see God move in a great way for them. I don't know everybody in the place. I don't follow up as much to find out if they got healed. But I do know this. They leave with a smile. They leave with excitement. They leave with their faith ignited. And that's all my job is to do. Jesus is the one that heals. Jesus is the one that delivers. Jesus is the one that makes things happen. He's the one. So my job is to ignite the faith, just like my book says, Igniter of Faith. I have to create the excitement in the area for faith to happen. So, reading this scripture, I forgot where I was, and someone asked me that. And I read that scripture, and I taught off that scripture. And I love this part when Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. For night cometh when no man can work. There's a time that we must work this work, and it is now. There is a time that we have to believe that God is able to do what he says he does in his word. There's a time and an hour that we need to believe that God can move and do the things that we need to be done. And that is now. That is now. That is now that we know that God is moving in a tremendous way. That man got healed that Jesus prayed for. That man got healed that Jesus was with in talking with his disciples. The man did nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong. There's nothing that you could have done to be born with this sickness. You're just born, and sickness came upon you. But Jesus said he's able to deliver it. He's able to make that go away. I'll tell you a couple of stories when I come back. God bless you. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Miles Monroe, and you are watching Rev TV Media Network. I am excited about the work that is happening here at Rev TV. Stay tuned for programming that can change your life.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. I was talking about just how God will heal those that just believe, regardless if you're born with sickness. And we're trying to explain, in a way, how some people are born like that. Born with a pain, born with a problem, born with an issue, and how that's not from God, but God will heal it. I was traveling in Mexico, and as I was going there to preach the gospel, I just knew God was doing something special in Mexico. And since then, Mexico has always been a special ministry for me when I go down there. Such a powerful anointing there. We're in Tula, Mexico, and preaching the gospel under a big tent. And under this tent and a pavilion, it was half a pavilion, half a tent, how they had it set up. And we're preaching the gospel. And God is moving, and many, many miracles are happening. In fact, that day I was preaching and feeling just the presence of God just moving, just touching people. I had some things in our ministry that came up that just, you know, I took the high road. I didn't want to argue, and we had to leave our building, and and Move and all this other stuff. And it was took our radio and broadcasting ministry off the chart for a couple of years. And we're just getting back to broadcasting again. And this time we're coming back and we're on television. So it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing God is doing. God has a bigger plan, a brighter plan for you. You just have to trust Him. Trust that God is doing something. Trust that God is moving something. And it was during that time that I was, you know, you have a time where you don't feel like doing anything, but you still have to do what you have to do. And I went on this trip, and my spirit was still grieving in a way. It was still hurting, but I was preaching the gospel, and so much anointing, so much healing was happening. And I'll cover that Mexico trip on another show. But it was such an anointing that was happening that I went and I went and I prayed for the people, and I was praying for the people. And then there's one lady that came up, and she was blind completely in both eyes. She was blind. And it's a similar story to this. I didn't spit on the ground and make clay. If only Jesus did that. And that was a creative miracle by the unction of the Holy Spirit that God will tell him to do that, that he put faith behind it and sent him to do the action. Just like he made water into wine, and just like Paul took aprons and sent them out, those were creative miracles. And the Bible says when Paul sent those aprons out, that people that received those aprons were healed. Those scraps, those little prayer cloths were healed and delivered from any demonic possession. So it was very powerful stuff. So when I seen this lady, I didn't go make clay, like I said. I just looked at her and prayed for her. But what I did do was something different. This is the first time I ever did this. And I was praying for her, and I just didn't feel like I didn't feel like it imparted yet. I prayed for her, laid hands on her. Now, she was born blind. She couldn't see. And when she was born blind, she asked for prayer. I laid hands on her. And when I laid hands on her, I just didn't feel that it was moving, that I didn't feel that it was released yet. So I went and I got my handkerchief. I got my handkerchief. I wiped the sweat and everything, and I just got this handkerchief and said, in Jesus' name, and I put this on her eyes. As I put these on her eyes, I said, Lord, I know you're touching her. I believe she's healed in Jesus' name. And I took off my handkerchief, walked away. Well, when I walked away with the handkerchief, I looked back and I lost track of her. I kept praying. There's over 500-600 people there. I was praying for maybe 200, 300 left to pray for, going through the line, working the line, getting it done. As I got through the line, turned around, couldn't find her. Went back up and asked the pastor if they can call the lady, if they can find this woman. And we called. We said, hey, who was the lady that was blind that we prayed for? I didn't say is blind. I said was blind. Where is she at now? And then she came walking down the middle of the road. Real timid, like she did something wrong. She just picks her hands up and she goes, I am her, and I recognize her right away. She goes, I am her, but I'm not blind anymore. I said, amen. God had healed and touched her eyes. Well, that night, there was about 50 people there that I prayed for their eyes. After that, and I didn't realize I prayed for their eyes. They just came up and asked me to pray. I didn't realize until one of the ladies testified from the night after they testified, and this lady came up and she said she wanted me to pray for her, so I laid hands on her as well. I even took the cloth off, said, hey, if it worked for the blind lady, let's put it on this woman that's having bad eyes. And the doctors had sent her home and told her that she's not going to be able to see anymore. She's not going to be able to get another prescription, that her prescription was ending and that's it. Her eyes were too bad. And they need a miracle to heal her eyes. So she came up front for that miracle. I remember praying for her because I put my hands on her eyes. I put my handkerchief on her eyes. And after that, I go, amen. I looked at her and she looked at me like, that's it? I'm like, yeah, we were believing. We're going to trust God. You're going to be healed. She looked at me and literally gave me an EY walking off like, I can't believe that's all you're going to do. I can't believe that's all that's going to happen. And she walked off. Well, she walked off and left it, and I kept praying. Well, the next day, the pastor said, is anyone there that has a testimony? Is anyone there that has a testimony about what God did? And she got up. she walked to the front. I'm like, hey, that's the lady that gave me that evil eye. That's the one that looked at me and was like, okay, I can't believe that's what you're going to do. I can't believe that's how it's going to be. I can't believe that that's what you're going to tell me. And she went ahead and she testified. And she said that when she woke up, get this, when she woke up, this is how amazing God is. When she woke up, she said that she reached for her glasses to put on in the morning to get ready and stuff. And when she put her glasses on, the prescription was too strong. And she had to step back from it. She had to step back from it and say, hey, I can't do this. I don't need these anymore. From that day and that hour, her eyes were healed. The pastor is so excited, testifying about that. He was so excited to let everybody know what God just did. But he asked the crowd, he goes, does anyone in here have this testimony? Does anyone else have this testimony? It's a wonderful testimony. Who else has this testimony? And do you know, 50 other people stood up. Almost everyone that we prayed for, I don't know how many people we prayed for, I apologize, but the whole place was standing, or the whole place, I'd say about maybe an eighth, maybe a little more than that, people standing up, that their eyes were healed, at least 50 people. And then he had them all come down, and he just had shook their hands and gave them a hug as they passed by. And it was amazing to see all these people either had some eye problems or whatever. The doctors gave them some very doom and gloom reports. So don't believe the doctor's reports all the time. Just stand up and believe God can do amazing, amazing, great, and wonderful things for you. So when I tell you this, I tell you this because you have to realize that no matter what happened in life, however the sickness got on you, is not from God. It's not from God. It's never been from God. You can't hold it against God. You can't say, why am I sick like this? Why am I hurt? Like, there's so many people that I've prayed for that were born with sicknesses. And the funny thing is these are the people that when I pray for, I don't feel anything really happen. I don't feel anything really jump up in me. I don't feel anything really feel like the anointing drawed out. But God still heals them. There was that lady in Kingwood, Texas that had crooked, she had feet like this or like that. I don't know how the camera's catching it. Anyway, her feet were like that. And I prayed for her. She was kind of upset that was all my prayer was. And I wasn't even the guest preacher. My brother-in-law was preaching. And he had me, at that time, we were young, I was 20-something, 23 or something, and he was the guest preacher, and the pastor asked us to come up and pray for the sick. I went up, I prayed. Nobody in my line but this one young lady. And next day she wakes up, and she was upset. She was very upset that when I prayed for her, that there was no falling out, there was no fire, there was nothing. There was nothing. But she woke up and God healed her legs. She didn't even tell me she had a problem. She told me it was unspoken. Didn't even tell me that she really had a problem. She said it was unspoken. How can you pray? And I think that's what made her upset. She was like, would you pray for me? I'm like, sure. And I go, what would you like? It's unspoken. And I pray, Lord, heal my sister. Touch her body. Make the crooked straight. Bless her. Amen. And she was so mad. She's like, that's the prayer you gave me? And God healed her. In the morning, she woke up and her feet were completely healed. A lady went home in Laredo, Texas. I don't even think I prayed for her. She was just in the service. She went home in Laredo, Texas to go and after service. She had flat feet when she went to the service. When she got home, guess what? She had arches. She was born with flat feet, but when she got home, she had arches. Eating tacos with minister friends and people from the church. Just eating. A lady comes up, and I'm showing pictures on my phone, and a lady comes up and touches my shoulder as she's looking at the pictures to get a better view because she had bad eyesight. God healed her. God healed her. It's amazing. It's amazing to see God do these things. It's amazing how God moves and how God operates. But we're going to believe God to do wonderful things for you. We'll be right back in our next segment, which is a Igniter of Faith session, and we're going to believe God to do some wondrous things in your life. God bless you.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Welcome you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our broadcast. We are excited because today I'm going to bless you with a testimony out of Igniter of Faith, one of the healings and miracles that we have seen on the road preaching. We see many testimonies, many healings, many things happen as I preach stories similar to Igniter of Faith, talking about the healing miracles, creative miracles, miracles manifesting, miracles unknown, whosoever miracles. All these type of miracles, compassion miracles, all the type of things that I talk about, it was all summed up on this right here. My little sister in faith, Miss Daniela. Daniela suffered from scoliosis. She had a curvature of the back, curvature of the spine, curvature of the legs. I was in Mexico and I preached in 2018. As I preached, God was moving so strong. We had 50 people with eyes that were damaged or blind healed. And one night, overnight, they woke up with sight. Amazing stories. One lady, fully blind, I prayed for her, put my handkerchief on her eyes, and never seen her again for another hour, and she comes back up saying, I'm the one healed. I'm the one God touched. I'm telling you this because that night was a special night. I prayed for her as I was, after service, eating lasagna of all things. I'm looking for an enchilada. They give me lasagna in Mexico. I get lasagna in the States. I want a good enchilada or a good taco. Anyway, she comes up behind me. She lays her head on my shoulders and cries and cries and cries because God touched her. You see, Daniela had that scoliosis and she suffered it from birth. Her father, her mother, they loved her very much, went to church believing God would do something for her. How many of us know that we have compassion for our children? God moves with our compassion. Don't ever stop praying for your kids. Don't ever stop believing that God's going to do something. As I laid hands on her, they testified when I laid hands on her, the pastor was giving me the testimony, that a waterfall came upon her and pushed her over, laid her gently on the floor. And as she was laying on the floor, the water came up above her nose. As it came up above her nose, it turned to oil. That oil became hot, became burning. And as it became burning, her back snapped. Her legs snapped, and she got it completely healed. This is how her back looked before we prayed for her. Look at that. This was taken on Tuesday before I prayed for her. Look at all this mess. Look at all that junk. Look at that severe curve in her back. Always wanted to be a ballerina, never could be a ballerina because she cannot keep up with her crooked legs and crooked back. Bam, that is what God does. God does amazing things. God does miracles. And look at this back. Not only is the back straight, but look at all this mess in there. Look at all that. Look what God did. I couldn't imagine what to pray for God to fix. I couldn't even name 2/3 of everything in there that he fixed. I could say the back, the bones, but what else did he move? God is an amazing God. He knows all. He changes all things. Supernaturally, touched this person, boom, in seconds, God healed her. Just like in seconds, God can heal you. This is her mother, excited. Pastor Phoebe, right here on the right, far right, asked if anyone had a testimony to please come up and testify. She came with a folder. You see this blue folder full of x-rays, showing the x-rays before and the x-rays after. God did this amazing thing. My little Daniela got the microphone, testimony and testifying of her testimony. Only God can do a miracle like this. Here's the x-rays that she had of them fixed. The same ones I just showed you. She's showing them right there. Same ones. God did this. God did this amazing thing. God healed this back for my little sister, Daniela, and he can heal anything you're going through. Daniela wanted to be a ballerina. Today, she's a ballerina. Not only is she in the ballerina class, but now she's the top one in her class. Don't ever think your dreams aren't going to happen. Don't think it's not ever going to be possible, that you're falling behind, that you're not going to get what you need to get. Just believe that God can do it. And when you get to that place, you're never going to be behind because you're in God's will and God's timing. You know, I've shared Daniela's story in San Diego. I shared it in Hawaii. I've shared it all over the nation. In different nations, I shared it. Everywhere I shared it, people have gotten healed from scoliosis. People have been delivered from scoliosis. A young Hawaiian girl said, "I'll be your Daniela Hawaii," took off all her casts and walked around healed. A young girl in San Diego ran to the restroom because her body was on fire. After I showed the exact same pictures I'm showing you, her body was on fire. The Holy Ghost was touching her, and God moved in a miraculous way. In the stall of a bathroom, her mother found her with her clothes on the floor. On the way to the stall, in the conference room of the hotel, she found her. She's in the stall of the bathroom, women's bathroom, and said, "What's wrong?" She said, "My body's on fire." Her mom said, "It's the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost do what the Holy Ghost does," and she became healed. I believe right now that the Holy Ghost is moving on you. I believe that the anointing is falling on you, that the power of God is hitting you right now. And I'm claiming right now from your healing, from scoliosis, from any liver damage, from any back damage, anything wrong with your heart, any issues in your body, I claim it healed and done this second, just like God did it for Daniela. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, well, next time we'll talk another great testimony on this session of Ignite Your Faith. Thank you for watching Ignite Your Day. Continue watching us. We'll be back. God bless you. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.